The first formal attempts to chat by video happened almost 100 years ago between then U.S. Secretary of Commerce Herbert Hoover and the president of AT&T. It didn't catch on right away, but AT&T kept working on the technology. The company introduced a device it called a picture phone at the 1964 World's Fair, but not many people wanted one. Only a few hundred signed up for the service. It was the development of multi-point communications in the 70s and 80s, otherwise known as conference calls, that helped the whole video thing get off the ground. As the cost of video conferencing technology dropped, its use expanded. Peter Jackson, director of Lord of the Rings, used video conferencing to coordinate film crews while shooting on location in New Zealand. Today, many people have video conferencing built into their personal devices through apps like Skype and FaceTime that use broadband or Wi-Fi to connect. So many companies, organizations, and government agencies now use video conferencing to communicate remotely with partners all over the world. It is virtually ubiquitous.